Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Nation pays homage to Dr. Ambedkar on his 134th birth anniversary today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says every policy of government reflects Dr. Ambedkar's path of justice and inclusion. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo launches Nagaland Solar Mission to accelerate rooftop solar power system. And Health Department cracks down on absenteeism, reiterates no work, no pay policy. Now the news in detail. The nation is paying homage to the chief architect of Indian Constitution, Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar, on his 134th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid floral tributes at Baba Saheb's statue in Parliament House complex this morning. Several union ministers and members of Parliament and general public also paid tributes at Dr. Ambedkar's statue. Raj Bhavan, Nagaland, commemorated the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar today. The event was marked with floral tributes, reflecting on Baba Saheb's immense contributions to the nation. Governor of Nagaland, Lal Ganesan, Raj Bhavan officials and staff participated in the solemn observance, highlighting his legacy of equality, empowerment and reform. Paying tribute on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar's birth anniversary, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton honored the legacy of a visionary who reshaped the soul of the nation. He said Dr. Ambedkar's contributions to framing the Constitution, his fight against discrimination, and his commitment to education and empowerment continue to shape the national conscience. Mr. Patton noted that Dr. Ambedkar's ideas are not bound to a particular era, but continue to guide the journey towards a more inclusive and equitable India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, as the nation pays tribute to Baba Saheb, his ideals continue to guide the very soul of the government. He was addressing a public meeting in Hisar in Haryana today to mark the birth anniversary of Dr. Ambedkar. Mr. Modi said, for the past 11 years, Baba Saheb's life, his struggle and his timeless message have been the cornerstone of the government's journey.
संविधान निर्माता बाबा साहब का जीवन उनका संघर्ष उनका जीवन संदेश हमारी सरकार की 11 साल की यात्रा का प्रेरणा स्तंभ बना है हर दिन हर फैसला हर नीति बाबा साहब अंबेडकर को समर्पित है
Prime Minister Modi flagged off commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and laid the foundation stone of the Terminal 2 building at the Hisar airport. He also inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of several development projects at the cost of over 1,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister added, Baba Saheb said that the development of industries is a path to social justice. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo today launched a Nagaland solar mission aimed at accelerating the adoption of residential rooftop solar power systems across the state. The initiative is in convergence with the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and seeks to make clean energy more accessible and affordable to households. The launch event was held at the Chief Minister's Office Secretariat in Kohima in the presence of Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton, Minister for Power K.G. Kenye, Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam and other senior state officials. Taking to social media post, Chief Minister Ryo said the state government will supplement the center's subsidy by providing additional state subsidies. Under the scheme, beneficiaries will receive up to 96% subsidy for systems up to 2 kilowatt and 85% for systems up to 3 kilowatt, making solar installations significantly more affordable for residents. He added, an allocation of 10 crore rupees has been made for the mission in the financial year 2025-26. Mr. Ryo said, this marks a significant step towards advancing green energy, reducing electricity costs and promoting environmental conservation. The Chief Minister further said the initiative reflects the state government's commitment to building a sustainable and energy-efficient future. Power Department said 247 online applications have been received so far for the scheme. For smooth installation, 55 national and state vendors are available across Nagaland. Consumers may visit the website www.pmsuryaghar.gov.in or contact helpline numbers 9366-911176 or 7641-007201 for further details. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The State Directorate of Health and Family Welfare has issued a stern reminder to all its employees to maintain regular attendance and strictly adhere to duty schedules. In a circular issued today, Director R. Marin Inla Sinlam noted instances of employees engaging in unauthorized absences and rotational duties and failure to perform duties which are hampering service delivery and the overall functioning of the healthcare system. The circular reiterated that such conducts are prohibited under existing government policies and non-compliance will result in disciplinary action, including no work, no pay. The circular directed all heads of offices across the department to ensure regular attendance of all employees and to strictly enforce the no work, no pay policy. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is trying to make the justice system people-centric and scientific. Addressing the All India Forensic Science Summit in New Delhi today, he said the goal is to ensure that citizens get timely justice and also the satisfaction of getting justice.
नए कानून के अंदर हमने टेररिज्म को भी डिफाइन किया है वॉइस लॉग्स डिजिटल वॉइस मेल उसको भी स्थान दिया है बीएनएसएस में ऑडियो वीडियो रिकॉर्डिंग फोरेंसिक साक्ष्य की वीडियोग्राफी पूछताछ के दौरान डिजिटल रिकॉर्ड को भी कानूनी आधार देने का हमने काम किया है पुलिस प्रोसिक्यूशन और न्यायिक व्यवस्था तीनों जगह पे हमने समय मर्यादाएं तय कर निश्चित अवधि के अंदर न्याय मिलने की प्रक्रिया को सुनिश्चित किया है
Mr. Shah said, forensic science is very useful in strengthening the country's criminal justice system and highlighted that the main objective is to create a safe and capable India. As part of Poshan Pakhwada 2025 Teminu District ICDS project held an awareness camp today. Speaking at the program, Medical Officer Ayush Dr. Medoja Tyokeretsu highlighted six common signs of anemia to watch for, including persistent fatigue, pale or yellowish skin, irregular heartbeats, cold hands and feet, dizziness and chest pain. Meanwhile, Kohima District Coordinator Poshan Abhiyan, Ileana Tep, emphasized the importance of a balanced diet with proteins, calcium and iron through green vegetables and cultivating healthy habits like exercise and healthy nutrition for long-term well-being. In view of upcoming development of two-lane pavement on National Highway 36, Commissioner of Police Dimapur, Kevi Tuto Sophi, has issued an advisory restricting vehicular movements on the road stretch. More from our correspondent.
According to the police advisory, the closure will affect the stretch below the flyover along the Dimapur railway siding from Blue Hill and the police assistant booth till the exit point of flyover Y Junction. The restriction will be in place from the 16th till the end of this month to ensure smooth and safe execution of the critical work. Police has advised commuters to plan their travel accordingly. Mary Akashvani News, Kohima.
India Meteorological Department has forecast scattered to fairly widespread light and moderate rainfall over the northeast states during the next 5 days. This is likely to be accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds of up to 50 km per hour. The weather body also said heavy rainfall is likely over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura on 17th of this month. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nation pays homage to Dr. Ambedkar on his 134th birth anniversary today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says every policy of government reflects Dr. Ambedkar's path of justice and inclusion. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo launches Nagaland Solar Mission to accelerate rooftop solar power system. And Health Department cracks down on absenteeism, reiterates no work, no pay policy. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. with the English news. Good night.